I've just gotten into the parking lot of a commuter rail station in Northwest Indiana. This rail line runs from towns like Gary and Hammond, Indiana, to downtown Chicago, where there are a lot of jobs. Anyway, this rail line's seen a lot of new traffic in the last couple of years, and officials with the rail line tell me that parking happens to be one of the biggest complaints. And I'm here to check it out, and I gotta tell you, I've been driving past hundreds of parked cars, and I haven't been able to see an open spot yet. Okay, I finally found one here. Alright, getting a parking spot in this rail station took a lot longer than I expected. This commuter here, Celia Ramirez, says she has the same problem. What's it usually like?
It's a dread because I don't know where to park. Sometimes I park where I'm not supposed to park, on the residential streets.
And then you're taking your chances.
Yes, of getting a ticket.
In fact, there are signs all around us right now that pretty much warn you not to do that.
Do that, right. And I break that rule.
You can guess spillover parking around the rail station in Hammond ticks off the neighbors. But to make matters worse, a lot of the commuters, they don't even live in Hammond. They're from towns or suburbs even farther out. In fact, the local government and the Northern Indiana Commuter Transportation District don't always agree on how to solve the problem. John Parsons is the rail line's marketing director.
We have over 700 spaces in Hammond. Unfortunately, we need more, but the residents in the area are reluctant to see us expand parking.
How difficult is it to convince towns to do that, especially if they feel that they're creating parking for people outside of their area?
It's a difficult problem. For one thing, we're a tax-exempt organization, and what we're doing is we're acquiring residential property that currently pays taxes, and that property is no longer on the tax rolls.
Now, this particular rail line had a growth spurt a few years ago. It's lightened up recently, but parking is still an issue. So just imagine pressure other rail lines have, especially ones that saw double-digit growth over the past year. The situation is familiar to transportation experts. Joe Schwederman teaches at DePaul University. He says when it comes to parking, suburban commuter rail is often behind the ball.
The ridership is surging on our transit system, and parking spots, you know, it's a five-year process to get the process done. We start now. We have new spots, you know, in 2013. Clearly, that's not fast enough to tap into that new market.
Is there a way out of the parking commuter rail conundrum? Well, Schwederman says one idea is to add bus service that branches out from stations. But not all towns can afford that, or they don't have enough riders to justify buses. So Schwederman says some commuter rail lines are just stuck. They advertise that they're a cheap, convenient alternative to driving. And when gas prices rise, people take that advice.
It's a bad idea to encourage floods of people to take public transit if you're not ready to accommodate them. You may lose them for life, frankly, if it's a bad experience.
Still, Schwederman says you can look at the parking problem two ways. Sure, you can shake your head because suburban stations' parking lots fill up. But at least for now, those drivers are not clogging roads and spewing even more pollution on their way to work. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.